Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 124 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so it's time for our very first segment called Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Comeback news time, yeah. According to Star News, NewJeans is reported to make a comeback in July, with a pre-release scheduled for June. SHINee's Taemin's solo comeback album is also in talks and scheduled to be released sometime this year. Card also announced a single called Without You, which is set to be released on the 10th of April. BTS's Suga has a documentary about his upcoming new album, DJ, which will show all the behind the scenes. This should be called Suga Road to DJ and will be out the 12th of April on Weverse and Disney Plus. So those things to keep your eyes out for. Talking about Suga, Suga's August D is finally on music streaming platforms after all the time. I didn't even know it wasn't even on there.
Oh.
But yeah, but it ARMYs should be happy that, you know, you can now stream away. And talking about streaming, BTS become the first group to surpass 33 billion streams in Spotify history. I can't even imagine
that's
the amount.
That's insane.
That's a lot.
That's but a big number.
That's a real big number. I'm talking about big numbers. Blackpink's Lisa becomes the first K-pop soloist to have two songs surpass 300 million Spotify streams. So yeah, moving on. So CGENM has officially apologized for rehiring the PD Ahn Joon-young, who served a prison term for voting manipulation in Mnet's Produce 101 series. Oh. A source from Mnet reportedly shared that his return is still being discussed. So, I mean, how sorry are you? Previously, Ahn Joon-young and chief producer Kim Young-bum were suspected of manipulating viewer votes for all four seasons of Produce 101. Ahn Joon-young was also under suspicion of receiving money from entertainment agency representatives at an adult entertainment bar. In late May 2020, Joon-young received a prison sentence of 2 years as well as a fine of 36 million won, which is approximately $27,000 or £22,000. In June 2020, Joon-young appealed against the ruling but was found guilty at both the first and second trials, and the case went to the Supreme Court. In the end, the Supreme Court held the original sentence and Ahn Joon-young was released from prison in late November 2021. While the press release has not mentioned what PD and Joon-young's future whereabouts, what's happening with him, as I said before, a source from Mnet reportedly shared that his return is still being discussed. So, I mean, how sorry are you? You just saw you got caught.
But what happened? I wonder, like, how that situation's dealt with. Obviously, the time that he went in for, but in terms of the overall competition, like, do they reevaluate things? What
I think at this, I think it's just too late, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
the damage is done at this point, and maybe it was concealed so well to the point where you couldn't really tell who was meant to have what votes. I don't know how it happened. I think there was an article like at the time, maybe for the like the later series, that they were saying that, oh, this person should have been third or this person. But then again, it's not really the contestants' fault at the same time. So maybe it just wasn't published to the public, but it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the boys' agency released a statement warning about taking strong legal action against the invasion of privacy and false rumors. IST Entertainment posted a notice on their official fan cafe. I'm just going to read parts of it. Even after releasing the announcement on privacy infringement in February of last year, unauthorized visits to places related to the artists' daily lives, such as office buildings, hair salons, and dorms, continued, causing serious mental and material damage to the artists as well as their families, acquaintances, and people around them. We inform you that the act of invasion of privacy, such as making loud noises in front of company buildings, blocking paths while filming, attending to trespass the artists' dorms and parking lots, and are following dangerously after vehicles, are being collected through a black box and CCTV, and this footage will be continuously delivered and reported to the local police. We have asked people to refrain from posting false rumours about the boys, continually making defamatory remarks and invading their privacy. Nevertheless, we are aware that the act of violating the rights and interests of the artist has gone too far, and we inform you that we are continuously collecting evidence and receiving legal consultation in this regard. We continue to take through legal action against malicious posts through self-monitoring and emails sent by fans, and we will inform you that there will be no leniency or agreement in this process, even in the future. So this company is not playing, Shay.
No.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah, exactly. It's important that appropriate action's taken. But I think, sadly, even when things like this take place and companies stand up for their artists and reinforce certain things, unfortunately, I don't feel like this will scare many people and we'll still unfortunately see things like this. I don't know what else can be done. I think it might just be a culture shift. I don't like classifying these people as fans, but amongst the community and the space as a whole.
Yeah.
But it's sad and it's so dangerous and disrespectful. So, yeah.
I feel like whoever gets caught or whatever, they're probably going to make an example of them because, you know, even like with the whole NCT 127 thing, I feel like a lot of, again, fans in air quotes that do these type of things, they're kind of like, oh, we'll just give them a little slap on the wrist, they're young. So it might have to come to a point where it's like, no, this is dangerous for everyone involved, including quote unquote fan. So we need to make some sort of example.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the only way.
Yeah, well, I'm just happy that the company has taken the appropriate action and has stood up. Because as you said, there's been a lot of like slap on the wrist. So if this happens again, we'll do X. And sometimes there isn't that follow up of action. So it's nice to see a company really protecting their artists. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to cover or if you want to comment on any stories we spoke about today, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What? You send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, quote-unquote, generalizing fandoms is sometimes necessary when calling out a problem within it. And a bigger fandom doesn't always equal more toxicity. Tolerance does.
I think with the generalizing fandoms, I think sometimes companies or the artists themselves need to call them out. I think that's the only way. I feel like when it's other people, especially if it's other people from different fandoms, or if even if it's like someone from their own fandom, but they're a multi, for example, they're not seen as, oh, you're not a true fan, you don't understand, if you're on our wavelength, then da 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 da. Sometimes I feel like for certain behaviours, there needs to be a clamp down and a stamp down from either the company themselves or from the group or the idol or whatever. I think that's the only way.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, I think for this point of generalizing, so this person said that generalizing fandoms is sometimes necessary in calling out a problem. I think generalizing can still be dangerous at some points because it's not always mm-hmm. everyone. I think if you're going to raise a point, you can say, oh, I feel as though the majority or we see a lot of this in this space. But if we say everyone does it, I think that can be a bit problematic. So yeah. I think it's fine to say you see a majority thing or a reoccurring problem, or in this particular fandom, I see a lot of, or I tend to have a problem with people in this fandom that do X. I feel like that's a healthier way to deal with an issue rather than saying everyone does this or all the time. I feel like that can be a bit unfair because there's always, sometimes it's actually the minority in a space that shines
through.
It's always
the minority, yeah.
And that creates like a bad image or a bad rep. So I don't think it's always fair to generalize because there are other people that might not be, that might not fall into the category of whatever issue you're trying to raise. So that isn't fair, but I do get what you mean. And then the second part of this person's unpopular opinion, they said a bigger fandom doesn't always equal more toxicity. Tolerance does.
Yeah, and I think it just goes back to what I said before in the sense of that I feel like that's only going to slow down or somewhat stop if companies or the artists themselves say something. Because even though this opinion's about, oh, generalizing fandoms is sometimes necessary. I feel like generalization always happens anyway. For most people that are outside, and again, no offense to any armies, but they're just painting you all with the same brush. Like, armies are crazy. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, no, it's like the small minority that are. Do you know what I mean? So...
yeah. And this might be a huge ask, but I do think that sometimes there needs to be more of a differentiation made between calling someone by a fandom name and identifying that someone isn't actually a true fan or is even potentially a sesang, because I feel like those should be looked at as different things. Just because we see that this person has a ton of BTS on their page and is also depicting X behaviors doesn't mean that they're necessarily there's no proper way to be a fan, but an actual fan, because I think I don't have the official definition of a fan, but it's someone that has like the good intention and wants to support someone and is going to be a positive asset to the space or to supporting X group or X artist. So I think anything outside of that falls into a separate category. And I know those distinctions are sometimes a bit difficult to be made, but like you said, I think one of the big ways that we can see a change is if we see more artists speaking up and saying, okay, we don't like X, or even more companies. But I think coming from the artists will have more of an impact. I think recently, I don't know if it's the best example, but I think there was something around RM went live and there was like a lot of weird or inappropriate comments. And he was like, you guys have changed, or said something along the lines of like, he wasn't okay with what was being said or the way people are acting in the comments. And if he's doing these lives, I think he said something like maybe he just shouldn't look at the comments. And I think that causes more of a shockwave in the space. Moving on, our next unpopular opinion is second and even some third gen groups made people outside of South Korea consume K-pop, but BTS made K-pop mainstream.
I guess, but I don't know, I still don't even really think K-pop is mainstream. I just feel like BTS are, if you think about it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one. I think although K-pop is more known, maybe similar to what you were saying, I don't know if it's like mainstream. It's definitely more in main media now and people are more aware of it. But I still feel as though people don't know much about the space.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
It's definitely more, but that's just with time, and that's just with, I think the pandemic really helped that. I think... of course, you know, BTS have made big waves and that's caused like a few groups to trickle in behind them. But I wouldn't say K-pop is mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Dare I even argue? I would say that there have been groups prior to BTS that have become technically mainstream. And obviously BTS is mainstream. But I still feel as though K-pop is still in its emerging era. Like, it's obviously very known, but it's still growing and coming into the space of becoming mainstream. Yes, are there certain things that you can mention or certain groups that everyone will know about now? But I still feel like it's an emerging space internationally, which isn't a bad thing. I think K-pop has made amazing waves and has grown. And obviously BTS has been an amazing vehicle to help push K-pop as a whole more. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So moving on, this next person said, BTS didn't disband. The insider said a few of these statements as if BTS dispersed. The Korean wave might not still be as popular, but tons of other K-pop groups are still popular even worldwide.
Okay, I need to Google this because I'm just like, I'm like the needy meme. That's like, who said that?
who did that? I know that there have been a few comments that have been made that rubbed people the wrong way. Like, I think, what are they called? There's a Western group, pretty much. I think they were on the Zach, what's his name? The Zach something show. Zach.
Yeah.
And they were basically making, I don't want to misquote, so don't take this word for word, but they were having a discussion along the lines of they didn't feel like there were many groups, and especially boy groups, left in like the mainstream space. They felt like they were one of the last ones that were still like very active. And they were like giving examples like 1D's, like obviously Not Together, and other examples. And I think one of the members said that like even like BTS are broken up or they're not active anymore. And I think Zach went on to like correct them that like they're not broken up. But I think in some spaces, maybe because of the lack of information or the lack of care to research, I don't think people are aware of the Korean military system and how those things work. Yeah. And so they're just like, oh, they're just not active anymore. So it means that they must not be together. Mm. So I wouldn't be surprised
but if even, there's been other but misinformation. Even like an old opinion that's been buried, because I do remember when they said they're going to take a bit of a break and people were like, oh my gosh, this is the end. And everyone that's been in this is looking around like, child, you're still gonna see them. They're gonna do their own thing. They're just not gonna be together. Do you know what I mean? But they will come back around. But even still, I don't think it's just a Korean military thing, because okay, I guess in Western examples may not be the best example, because most of the time when someone decides they wanna go do something else and like, no, we're not breaking up, we're gonna get back together, and then they somehow sometimes don't get back together. But the aim wasn't to end things there. The aim was to come back around. Do you know what I mean? So the whole concept of, you know, members branching out doing different niche things is not unheard of. In terms of the Korean wave might not still be as popular, but blah, blah, blah. I just think the second, like, I guess, resurgence of like the popularity of the whole Korean wave was down to the fact that everyone was locked in inside, and the Koreans were still popping off. They were still releasing stuff. They were still perform. Of course, it's in a different way because, you know, everyone's at home. And, you know, when something's shiny and new, everyone to them, not to us, but when there's something shiny and new, you want to like dig deep and see what's going on. And those people did really invest in it during that time. And, you know, as time has gone on, the interest has either dropped off or whatever the case may be. So I don't know what my point was, but
but I think in conclusion, at least for like the latter half of this about the Korean wave might not be as popular still, and there are tons of other groups that are still popular even worldwide. I think although BTS are they're not broken up, they're pursuing solo activities whilst various members are enlisting, which most of us K-pop veterans are very used to and accustomed to. I don't see it having a huge effect on the popularity of Hallyu as a whole. I think BTS are somewhat of an amazing door and introduction to the space, and it's allowed, yes, there might be people that are like just BTS stans, and that's completely fine. But I feel as though they've worked as a really nice segue into other areas. So I still feel like a lot of their fans or people that got into Hallyu as a whole through them will still remain. And let's not forget that there's been a huge fandom and a huge space of Hallyu enthusiasts prior to BTS that still indulge in the space. So I think they've added a lot to the space, but I don't think we'll see a decrease in the interest of Hallyu as a whole because there are so many things that fall into Hallyu. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but before the really like pop off of K-pop, people have, well, still are, but were into K-dramas and other forms of media.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see it affecting Hallyu as a whole. Yes, that I'm sure BTS's break, quote unquote, has affected various things. Maybe there are some people that have maybe left the space or are having a break from the space until they return as a group again. Things might have happened in the stock market because obviously they are a huge part of the space and they bring a significant amount of money into the music industry and Korea as a whole. But yeah, I don't think like the whole of Hallyu is going to just fall off.
Yeah. It's a bit dramatic. I think with any big group within whatever generation, and you know, when it's that time for them to either go into the military or they decide they want to do different things, I think there is still that mini panic of, oh my gosh, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always no disrespect to any of the groups that are doing their thing, because of course they've helped pave the way, whether that's your BTSs, your Big Bangs, your Shinies, whatever. But there's always the babies coming up, and there's gonna be, you know, different people that are gonna somewhat not take their place, but there will be the new shiny thing, and they will do things their way. And because we're so used to seeing it in a certain, I guess, way of doing things, or you know, we're used to seeing BTS break records, or you know, whatever the case may be, you can't really picture the future of BTS not doing that, or how other people may be more drawn to something else. So yeah, I don't think the popularity will change, it'll just look different.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if we think of this overall process as almost like a baton passing, just because you pass on a baton doesn't mean like the previous runner just evaporates into thin air.
Yes.
It just creates this nice opportunity for this person to run the last leg, or for this person to show something as well. So, and no offense to BTS, but they are the worst at this whole break situation because
they're really not on a break.
Exactly. Like, I feel like I'm grateful, and I feel like it's lovely. I'm not complaining, but I feel like they're like, yeah, we're on a break. We're all together. We're here, or I'm supporting this one over here, or this one's having a comeback, or this one. So I feel like we're still getting so much out of them. And I do actually wish that they would take a break, because I feel like they need rest. They've been giving so much for so long, and I hope they're being looked after and they have their protective circles and whatnot. But I think ARMY and anyone that loves BTS, you are super lucky, because in the past, when we've been told that an artist or a group is having a break, they're having a break and we're not seeing them at all. So yeah, I think it's been nice. And I don't know, everything in life is cycles. Like when BTS came up, there was like a gap in that space for something else. Now that BTS is on a bit of a break, they haven't disappeared and no one's going to take their place or what they mean to the space, but it opens the door to maybe shine the light on an upcoming artist or an upcoming group or something of that nature. So yeah,
and as you said, it is a, you know, is a relay race. There is a baton to be passed, and you don't know what that trigger is. Like, as talented as BTS has always been, and that's never been something people could really challenge, no one expected this for them either. And again, this is no disrespect to BTS. Like, no one said they're going to be the next big thing. Of course, their fans, you know, their eyes are dyed. Like, yeah, this, we saw it coming. Of course, they're your mans, isn't it? But like, and on the grand scheme of things, like, you just never know. You just never know what will set a group off to shoot them off. Do you know what I mean? And in terms of the break thing, as you were saying, Shay, that I wanted to say, I feel like throughout BTS's whole career, I don't think they've ever knew what the definition of a break is.
Yeah.
There's always been mini album after mini album, or they're doing their YouTube, or I just feel like they're the kind of group that don't know how to sit still. And I think maybe it just seems like that as well. They probably are taking breaks, but it's because when someone is like, okay, I'm sitting down, someone's like, all right, tap me in, bro. And then it's like, okay, this person's doing promotions. But then you don't really hear of the others that much. They may tweet, they may live stream here and there, but on a consistent level, no. But it's like they're just passing the baton to each other.
Yes, so exactly. It's like
they haven't gone anywhere. And especially with social media as well, if you think about it, I think one thing that I do really like about armies, I don't think armies are the only ones that are doing it, but they're just really loud about it, is they're going to keep BTS's name alive in a sense of, oh my gosh, it's Thursday the 25th. Do you remember last year on the 25th? Jungkook did this. So do you know what I mean? So it's, yeah, like, it's like they're never gone.
So, exactly. I think the closest we've gotten to any BTS member, at least on a break, is maybe Jungkook. And that is even a terrible example because he'd done like the World Cup and he's done other projects. And I think he's working on something now. I don't know if it was fake, but I feel like I saw a TikTok of a Twitter screenshot of something like Justin Bieber tweeted about him and Jungkook or something like that. So he's probably still working in the back end, but I'm really enjoying, what's the best way to describe it? Like college Jungkook that's like watching YouTube and gaming and eating online. So hopefully they get the rest they need. No one's gonna take their spot or their place. Like numbers might vary and things happen, but I think all the artists and all the groups that exist within the K-pop realm are all a unique piece to the puzzle. Yes, some are more known and X, Y, and Z, but I don't think anyone can replace anyone.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so I don't think there's anything to worry about. And then on to our very last unpopular opinion for today. This person, very short, very sweet, they said K-pop is child labor.
Yes. You know, we've spoken about this before, about debuting idols too young.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, you're going to have arguments of people that are the ages of these idols debuting, like, no, they're just living their dream. They're just singing. They're just dancing. You know, if I was in a position, that's something that I would love to do. But I think, you know, people don't really think about the like psychological effects and even like physical effects that it can have on a person and how much it can stunt their growth physically and mentally. We've spoken about this so many times in terms of, you know, the whole dieting aspect that may, you know, interrupt like a woman's like cycle, or you've had idols come out saying they're mentally stuck at 16 because they debuted at 16 and they haven't been able to either interact with other 16-year-olds that are living normal lives or just interact with people that are living normally. And I think that's another reason. And again, I might have said this before, so sorry if I sound like a broken record, but I think that's why we get so many of the same scandals as well, because they're in their own little bubble. They're not part of the real world, unfortunately. So things that we're thinking, everyone knows that's wrong, everyone should know that, it's like, they're still stuck at, and even though they could be like 26, they're stuck at 15. And they're not really thinking about how that affects the world. They're in their own little bubble. And again, which is very dangerous. And again, it's kind of hard for someone to debut so young and then have like such an input within art, because art imitates life. And if you have no life, what are you imitating?
Yeah. It's a difficult and complex one because, one, as you said, we've had this conversation quite a few times on here. I don't know if it'd be the best example, but for example, there's a Western model and actress, Brooke Shields, and I think she's recently done a documentary. I think it's on Disney Plus, and it kind of covers her journey in the entertainment world and getting in so young and basically turning into...
Is this the model?
Yes, yeah. So she's the model. She was a child model, got started really, really young, like literally a baby. And I think it covers like her journey and basically being turned into a commodity and a sex symbol so young, and what that meant for her development and psychologically, and having all that pressure on her and the way it scarred her. And yes, her journey might be an extreme, but I think we can see quite a light and a mirror being held to some of the things that we see in the K-pop space as well, of basically being turned into a commodity and everyone wanting a piece of you, or being sexualized and minors being sexualized and all this other stuff, and developmental issues and all the internal and external and physical and mental repercussions that being in such a space can have so young. So yes, do good companies take good precautions? Sure. But I don't think that's enough. I think a child still needs the opportunity to be a child and to effortlessly experience every phase of their life. I know people get into the entertainment world and music and that space for different reasons. It might feel like their last hope. Maybe they feel as though they have to support their family or X, Y, and Z. But I think our original opinion still stands. Like, we kind of do agree with this point. And
especially as K-pop as a whole, they never, and again, I've said this before, they don't nurture, and I'm putting this in quotation marks, they don't nurture older artists. It's like, once you hit a certain age, or if, and especially if you don't have the popularity behind you, it's like, well, that's it. Like, you don't hear of someone debuting after military age. You don't hear of someone debuting at 25.
Which would make so much sense, to debut groups after military age.
That's what I'm saying. And like, even 25 is still young. So just like little things like that. And it's kind of given, well, because we can't manipulate you in a certain way, if you get what I mean. Like, once you hit a certain age, you know what's right, you know what's wrong, you know, I need rest, do you know what I mean? Whereas when you're younger, it's kind of like, no, I need to do this because I need to make it. They know better because they're the adults and they've been in this, so like, you're more malleable, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that side of it as well.
So yeah, it's a sticky one, and hopefully there'll be some positive change in the space. I'm not that optimistic because it feels like we just keep getting groups that are debuting younger and younger.
So bad.
Which I know in the moment, as a kid or as a teenager, like, that must feel like the most amazing thing ever. But down the lines, like, you're going to have to deal with the repercussions if you haven't already. So maybe the conversation actually needs to more so not just involve the companies and artists, but also the families and parents behind the young people that are allowing them to get involved in the space so young. Okay, so those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. Thank you to everyone that submitted their opinions or put any of these forward for us to discuss on the pod. And it's now time for On the Radar, which is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
On my radar, I came across this video. I don't know if EXO were having some sort of like concert, fan gathering, I don't know what it was, but you know, before, this is for any concert, but before any members come on stage, I'll show like a, like the video footage of all the members looking seductive or whatever the case may be. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. So obviously this was like a video of EXO, so any member that came on, like Kai, ah, you know, they'll scream, right? Mm-hmm. But when Chen came on, silence.
No.
And I don't know if people are still like upset over the whole he's married to kids thing. Like, y'all didn't have a chance. I don't get it. And then also with Chanyeol as well. Chanyeol was, there was like a, ah. I don't know. I don't know what Chanyeol's done.
That's not funny. Like, what?
But yeah, like, I just, it was really weird and interesting to see.
That is so random. Once again, it might be not fans, other people, but be appreciative. EXO literally do not have to keep working. They could all just go off and enjoy their lives and their other successful endeavors. So be grateful, please.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with people, but we stand behind you, Chen and Chanyeol. I don't know what's wrong with these people. That's on my radar, short and sweet.
Lovely. Oh, on my radar. What is on my radar? A little bit different to our usual programming, but Korean food. I've tried some new things this week.
Ooh, what did you try?
I've had Korean dumplings before, but just trying new stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, but what was in it? We want descriptions, girl.
I don't know. Lots of different dumplings, like some barbecue dumplings. Like, there was like some vegetable ones, just like a whole bunch of flavors. I couldn't tell you all the names. I'm really
like,
sorry.
Is it like steamed dumplings?
Yeah, the ones that you steam. Yeah, there's that.
Nice. Nice, yeah. And sweet and short.
Mm-hmm.
Like me. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, requests, or dilemmas to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. And before you go and leave us today, please feel free to leave us a rating and a review on whatever podcasting platform that you're listening to us on.
Yes, I've been Shanice from Kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on most platforms.
And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.